Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, everyone. Today, I wanted to talk about my own experience with lifestyle inflation. Personally, I have never been a big spender, but what I realized in my 20s that sometimes if I was earning a little bit more, I wanted to indulge a little bit more in buying luxury things, so to speak. So before, every time I would travel and I would go to an airport, I used to pay a little visit to Women's Secret and buy three pieces of underwear for 30 euros or $30. I still remember that price. And I used to think this was the bargain and this was my little treat. And the thing was that this was not the only treat that I was having. So I was also buying expensive perfume, buying expensive things that I thought I would have to have, but didn't really bring me a long-term happiness. So last week I was in the airport and I realized that there was a Women's Secret and I decided to enter. And then I realized how much my mindset has changed about this since I started investing. So I entered the airport and there was still this offer of three pieces of underwear for 30 euros. And instead of thinking, wow, I'll pick them up, what a bargain, I was thinking, do I actually need them? Will anyone see them? Why would I spend 30 euros on that when I can actually buy half of an ETF for that same amount? And that really surprised me because I caught myself thinking that and I was like, why would I even do that? I don't really understand it. That wouldn't make me any happier. And I walked straight out. So what is a lifestyle inflation? A lifestyle inflation is a concept that when you earn a little bit more money, gradually your spending goes up as well. So you are left in the same situation. So for instance, when you're a student and when you have to survive on very little, then your spending is also quite low. But as your earnings go up, then your spending goes up gradually as well. So in the end, you are left in exactly the same situation. You don't save anything. So now I am aware of the lifestyle inflation, and whenever I'm earning a little bit more, I try to put that little bit away into my investments and maybe indulge a tiny bit, but not as much as I would have had if I wouldn't have known about the lifestyle inflation. So I think for me, from my 20s into my 30s, I'm now in my mid-30s, I realized how I went from chasing shiny little luxuries and I started prioritizing freedom. And I'm actually not anti-luxury. I'm just intentional now on how I spend my money. So I'm not against treating myself. I love Western theater. I go whenever I can here in London and maybe some occasional Botox injection as well because it really makes me happy. But I really tuned into myself and I really found out what makes me happy and what doesn't. And I think you have to be mindful about your spending. When you're going to spend on something, ask yourself, does this truly make me happy? If it does, then go on and spend it, but also cut on other things that don't align with your values. I think sometimes we spend just to keep up with the Joneses. And they say that we spend too much money to buy things we don't need to impress the people we don't like. So it's very important to be aware of that and very important to tune into yourself and find out the things that truly make you happy and the things that maybe you can live without and you can instead invest that money. So I realized that freedom is actually the real luxury and not the lace. Before I saw money as something to buy things with, and now I see it as a tool to buy my freedom. And if those 30 euros are going to buy me a week of freedom in 20 years, well, I will take that over the underwear, of course. If I was to ever buy fancy underwear, it would be to later sell it in jars, if that's a thing. I heard that's a thing, and I heard it's a good business. I'm always open to new income streams. Just kidding. Not maybe. If you're doing this, let me know if that works. So I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Please speak to your financial advisor regarding your individual financial needs. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.